Hi everyone, 欢迎来到酒馆，在这里遇见更广阔的世界。新年伊始，立 flag 正当时，想要学好口语，在职场如鱼得水吗？酒馆学院第26期进阶口语课开年最后召集，2月23号晚上还有一节直播体验课，上麦机会多多，赶快联系小助手报名吧。微信号是 LULUXJG， 我们在酒馆等你。Now, on with the show.
Hello everyone, and welcome to Bedtime Stories with Anlan.
The Adventure of the Speckled Band. It was early in April 1883. At this time I was living with Sherlock Holmes. We had rooms at 221B Baker Street. One morning I woke up early. Holmes was standing by my bed. He was already dressed. I looked at him in surprise.My clock showed that it was only 7. Holmes generally got up late.
Very sorry to wake you up, Watson, he said.
What is it? I asked. A fire?
No, it's a young lady. She just came in. She says she must see me. It looks like an interesting case, Watson. I thought you would be interested.
My dear Holmes, I wouldn't miss it for the world, as I jumped excitedly out of bed.I put on my clothes and in a few minutes I was ready. We went down to the sitting room. A lady got to her feet. She was dressed in black. We saw that her face was grey. Her eyes looked like those of a hunted animal.
Good morning, said Holmes. My name is Sherlock Holmes and this is Dr. Watson. He is my dear friend.
Please tell us everything. But first of all, you're shivering. Shall I order some hot coffee for you?
It is not cold that makes me shiver, the young lady quietly responded.
What is it then? Holmes responded.
It is fear, Mr. Holmes. It is terror. I could see the fear in her eyes and noticed that even though she was only 30, her hair was already starting to turn grey.
Do not fear, my dear lady, Holmes soothingly said. You are quite safe.
Please tell us your story.
My name is Helen Stoner, said the lady. I'm living with my stepfather. His name is Dr. Grimsby Roylott. He is the last living Roylott. The Roylotts have been at Stoke Moran for hundreds of years.
Holmes nodded. I know the name, said he. Miss Stoner went on.
At one time, the Roylott family was one of the richest in England, but in the last 100 years,All has changed. All Dr. Roylott's ancestors wasted all the family's money and gradually sold all their land. At last, nothing was left. Nothing except a little land and a 200-year-old house. My stepfather knew he would have to make his own way in the world, as there was no money left. So he went to school and became a doctor. Then he went to India.In India, Dr. Roylott married my mother. My father had died just the year before. My twin sister Julia and I were only 2 years old when Dr. Roylott became our stepfather. My mother had some money, £1,000 a year. When she married Dr. Roylott, she made a new will. She left her money to him until Julia and I got married. The will also said that Roylott must take care of Julia and me.My mother died the year we came back to England. Dr. Roylott then took me and Julia to Stoke Moran. My mother's money was enough for all of us to live on. We could have had a good life. But after my mother died, my stepfather was a changed man. He made no friends around his old neighbourhood. He would fight anyone he came across and actually threw one of our neighbours into the river.I had to pay the poor man money to avoid my stepfather from being arrested. Now, everyone in the village is afraid of my stepfather. He is as strong as he is angry. People stay out of his way. His only friends are a band of gypsies. He lets these people camp on his land, which is the only kind thing he does. Sometimes he goes out and visits them in their tents. Then, there are the wild animals. Those animals which he brought...From India are his other passion. There is a cheetah and a baboon. These two animals can go anywhere they want to. From the first, my sister Julia and I had a very unhappy life. No one wanted to work at the house, so we had to do all of the work ourselves. Julia was only 30 when she died, and her hair was already getting white. You can see that my hair is turning white too.
Your sister is dead then?
Holmes asked. She died 2 years ago. It is of her death I wish to speak. My sister and I didn't get many chances to leave Stoke Moran. We were almost like prisoners and had no chance to meet people our ages. But we have an aunt. My stepfather let Julia and me pay short visits to her house. On one of those visits, my sister met a young man. She fell in love with him. They planned to marry. My stepfather did not object to her marriage, but less than 2 weeks later, Julia was dead. Sherlock Holmes had been sitting back in his chair, but at these last words he sat up, his eyes opened.
Please, tell us what happened, he said.
That will be easy, Helen Stoner said. I will remember everything that happened for the rest of my life. As I have said, the house is very old. We live in only one part of it, as the rest of the house is falling down. All our bedrooms are on the ground floor. The first bedroom is Dr. Roylott's. The second bedroom is my sister's. The third bedroom is mine. There are no doors between the bedrooms, but they all open out onto the same long hall, and the windows face the garden. On the night Julia died, Dr. Roylott went to his room early, but we knew he had not gone to sleep. Julia could smell his cigars. Julia never could stand that smell, so she came to my room. We sat there for some time, talking about the wedding. At 11 o'clock, she got up to go, and then she stopped at the door and looked back at me. Tell me, Helen, she said, have you ever heard someone whistling in the middle of the night? Never, said I. You're sure you don't whistle in your sleep? She asked. No, I don't, I said. Why do you ask? I ask because I keep hearing a whistle. I hear it about 3 o'clock every morning. I'm a light sleeper. The whistle always wakes me up. I cannot tell where the whistle is coming from. Maybe it's coming from the next room. Maybe it's coming from outside. But I just thought I would ask if you had heard it. No, said I have not. Maybe it's those gypsies outside. That must be it, she said. Then she said good night. I heard her go down the hall. Then I heard her put the key into the door. Said Holmes. Did you always lock yourself in at night? Always. We were scared of the wild animals roaming outside.
Of course. Please go on with your story.
I could not sleep that night. You remember that my sister and I were twins. They say twins can feel things that are happening to each other. It was a stormy night. The wind was blowing hard. I could hear the rain against the window. All of a sudden, I heard a scream. It was my sister. I jumped out from my bed. I ran into the hall. It was then that I heard a low whistle. A few seconds later, I heard a clanging sound. I ran to my sister's door. It started to open. My sister came to the door. Her face was white with fear. She could not stand up. I ran to her. I threw my arms around her. She fell to the floor. I bent over her. Then she spoke. I will never forget that voice for the rest of my life. Oh, my God, Helen, she said. It was the band, the speckled band. And then, Mr. Holmes, she died.
One moment, said Holmes. Are you sure about this whistle and about the clanging sound? You are sure you heard them?
I am sure, said Helen Stoner.
Was your sister fully dressed? Asked Holmes.
No, she was in her nightdress. There was a candle in her hand.
So she must have tried to light the candle. What did the police say about the case?
They carefully investigated the case, replied Helen Stoner. They knew Dr. Roylott, you see, but they could not find out how Julia died. The windows were closed from the inside with heavy bars. The walls were thick. The floor was thick too. There was no way anyone could have come into the room except through the door.
And you are sure the door was locked? Holmes asked again.
Miss Stoner said that she was sure.
Holmes shook his head. I could see he was not happy. This looks very bad, he said. Please, go on with your story.
2 years have passed since Julia died, said Miss Stoner. My life has been very sad, as I missed her terribly. But about a month ago, a man asked me to marry him. His name is Armitage, Percy Armitage. We are going to be married this spring. My stepfather has said nothing against the marriage, but 2 days ago he told me that I must move into my sister's room. He said he had to fix the wall in my room. So I moved next door into the very room in which Julia died. Last night I lay there thinking about Julia, and then I heard it, a long, low whistle. It was the same sound Julia had talked about on the night she had died. I jumped up and lit a candle. I could see nothing in the room, but I could not go back to bed. I got dressed and waited for the sun to rise, and then I came right here to ask your help.
Holmes said nothing for a long time. Then he spoke. We must act right away, he said.
I will come to Stoke Moran this afternoon, Miss Stoner. Can I get into the house without Dr. Roylott knowing it?
Yes, she said.
He said he'll be away all day.
Good. You go back home then, Holmes said. We will come down on an early afternoon train. Miss Stoner left the room.
And what do you think of it all, Watson? Holmes asked.
It is a very sinister business, I said.
I'm afraid it is, but we do have some clues.
We have her words, the speckled band. We know that a band of gypsies was camping on the land. They could have whistled. And then there was that clanging sound. That might have been a gypsy too. It could have been the clanging of a window bar. But none of these things add up. I can't see how it could have been the gypsies. Her sister must have been alone when she was killed, I said.
So do I, said Holmes. That is why we must go to Stoke Moran.
We were both startled by the sound of the door crashing open. A huge man stood there, filling the door with his enormous body. His bloodshot eyes stared at us as a whip swung slowly in his hand.
Which of you is Holmes? The man shouted.
新年伊始，立 flag 正当时。想要学好口语，在职场如鱼得水吗？酒馆学院第26期进阶口语课开年最后召集，2月23号晚上还有一节直播体验课，上麦机会多多，赶快联系小助手报名吧。微信号是 luluxjg， 我们在酒馆等你。